This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Beginning today, state workers in Arizona are required to deny some welfare benefits to people who cannot prove they are in this country legally. Yesterday, a federal judge lifted a restraining order against the state's controversial law. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Voters passed Proposition 200 by a 56-44% margin, but opponents went to federal court, saying parts of the law would cause irreparable harm both to people in need and to state workers. Federal Judge David Burry agreed to a temporary restraining order last month, but after a hearing yesterday, he lifted it. Gratified supporters, such as Yes on 200 spokesman Randy Pullen, said it was Arizona taxpayers who were being harmed by keeping the law on hold.
We don't know the number, but there is a number, and it's millions of dollars a day that's costing this state to pay benefits out to illegal aliens.
Proposition 200 aimed to take away from undocumented immigrants any benefit not mandated by the federal government. But Arizona's attorney general ruled the law applies only to state welfare programs, including cash assistance, eye exams, and utility repairs and deposits. The law also requires state workers to report undocumented applicants to federal immigration authorities. If workers fail to report those applicants, they face jail time or fines. Opponents of Proposition 200, such as attorney Hector Viagra, were dismayed by the judge's ruling.
But we will appeal as quickly as we can, and part of our appeal will involve a stay of implementation of the initiative until the appeal is decided. We'll, in effect, get a second bite at the apple and try to prevent this law from going into effect any longer than it has to.
Given the holiday, though, Viagra says it could be next week before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals can act. In the meantime, Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano says the state is ready to implement both provisions today.
I've already prepared the executive orders to do that. We've already done the internal agency training necessary to do that.
A third section of the law requiring proof of citizenship to register to vote went unchallenged. But before it takes effect, that section has to be cleared by the U.S. Justice Department. The federal government has jurisdiction over most laws related to immigration, but the Arizona law was widely seen as a message from voters that the federal government is not doing enough to curb illegal immigration. Colorado-based attorney William Pendley, who spoke in court on behalf of the Arizona law, welcomed yesterday's ruling as a signal to the rest of the country.
What the judge said was Congress intended the states to play a role, and what Arizona has done here is an appropriate and constitutional role and has not been preempted by Congress. And I think that's a green light to other states to say you can go ahead and attempt to address this difficult issue.
Opponents of the law say the ruling will cause widespread fear in the immigrant community. But supporters say that fear comes not from the effects of Proposition 200. It's fear, they say, that comes from being in the U.S. illegally. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.